everyone, this is Dr. Divya Kannan and I'm back today with episode 4. And today I'm talking about the emotional impact of the pandemic, about how we are finding ourselves in a place where many of us are grappling with loss and grief in various forms, and at the same time also trying to find hope for a safer present and future for ourselves and for our loved ones. But before I talk about hope, which is the main agenda of this episode, I want to first really acknowledge the loss that many of us are currently experiencing. On a personal level, I have defined my experience of the second wave as nothing short of heartbreak. I find myself going through the motions of what a wave of grief feels like, from helplessness to a lack of control to a sense of despair, feeling angry, fearful. And when I'm too tired to feel some of those things, I switch to this autopilot mode where I'm doing the things I need to do to get through the day. I also find myself really waiting for that small piece of hope and good news that I hope will magically appear from somewhere. And if you find yourself running through a range of emotions like this in a day, I would say this is really par for the course given what we are facing. It's normal. And while so many have lost a family member, a child, a parent, a friend to COVID, when we think about the idea of loss or grief in the midst of a widespread disaster, we have to first understand that the loss we experience here may feel a little different from the kinds of loss that we expect to happen in our lives. For example, you may expect that a much older or ailing grandparent will pass away due to old age someday in the future. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't grieve that loss and that it won't be painful. But when the loss is very untimely, unexpected or sudden, or if it occurs in traumatic conditions where you're unable to say goodbye to your loved one or make them comfortable in some way, the resulting grieving process can really become quite complex. Now, others are feeling the impact of vicarious loss. We experience vicarious loss even if we have not personally experienced grief in this pandemic, but are hearing about it. We're hearing about collective loss from friends, family, from the news. And the uncertainty and unpredictability of the pandemic has added to the stress we feel. And as a result, our bodies are in this fight and flight mode a lot of the time. Our fight or flight response is how humans have evolved and have adapted to crisis by fighting off threat. That's how we are here today. But part of the reason for the roller coaster of emotions we go through is that we are experiencing this chronic stress response, sometimes on a daily basis, which is a consequence of being constantly confronted with or exposed to traumatic information. And I've been thinking a lot about the juxtaposition of this sense of loss along with the hopefulness that I hear and see in people, and have been talking to a lot of people in the past few weeks who are in various stages of recovering from COVID. And one colleague had asked me, she had lost her friend to COVID, and she said, you know, isn't it really insensitive to be hopeful when so many people have lost their lives, people I know and love? How can I allow myself the luxury of hope? And this is, of course, a normal reaction to grief. And at that moment, her grief overtook everything, as grief typically tends to do. But during our conversation, we talked a little bit more about how she perceived that allowing oneself to be hopeful or having hopeful thoughts was perhaps the same as being happy and positive. And yes, she felt very guilty to feel happiness of any form because of the loss that she was experiencing. I do believe that hope is quite subjective and the experience probably varies at an individual level, but in my understanding, hope is not about feeling happy or joyful or just about being optimistic or viewing the glass as half full. It's not meant to be an idealistic notion that, you know what, everything will always turn out for the best. I think hope really requires an acceptance of the reality in front of us, not a denial of it. And traditional definitions of hope include not just a feeling that things have the potential to get better, but that we can reach a goal. And as humans, we can actually plan a way forward and adapt to a difficult situation. and eventually adapt positively and learn from it. And so based on my conversations with people who have been going through COVID, their hope-related goals often resemble the search for alternate ways to cope with adversity. So hope as a construct has also been looked at in the research, in psychological literature, as a factor that has a significant impact on our well-being, on our health, and it allows us to connect with a sense of purpose in our lives, and it contributes to our sense of social well-being as well. And with hope, there is often some type of an emotional expectation that we hold for ourselves. We want an outcome that we desire when we talk about hope. And that outcome in the context of the pandemic is, I think, the expectation of preserving the health and safety of ourselves and of others, and the hope that we can ultimately get ahead of this pandemic, that there is a way forward, that we can one day not carry the worry in the same way that we are carrying it today. And I think this kind of hope is what has moved so many of us to help others, to get in touch with our own humanity and start in some ways thinking even outside of ourselves and draw that sense of purpose from helping our neighbors, our family, our friends, total strangers even. Because we hope not just for our wellness now, but we're also really hoping for the wellness of all. Now, every time I see a new client in therapy, I think one of the crucial tasks we work on together is developing a way forward. Because healing doesn't happen exclusively with just time. It happens with a process that we put in place around our emotional and physical well-being, whether we consciously realize that we're doing this or not. And the process of healing does require mental and physical preparation and effort. So I'm in no way saying that this is an easy process or that we will always get the exact outcome we want, because we know that there are factors outside of our control. But what I am saying is that there will be a path forward, and if that path doesn't work the way we thought it would, we do come up with alternatives. And this is something that we call cognitive flexibility, the ability to change our plan if we need to, based on what happens around us, what happens in our environment. And so when a client does leave a good therapy session, they feel hopeful because they leave with more options than they walked in with. So it's really important to think of hope as a process and as a journey. It's not a permanent state. It fluctuates just like any other experience or emotion. But being able to intentionally channel hopeful thinking, that can really open up our minds to our own capabilities, even in the most challenging of situations. Now, as we come to the end of this episode, the next time you think about the role of hope in your life or in your day, ask yourself, are you capable of putting in effort to pursue a desired outcome? Whether that outcome is to help yourself or help somebody else. And the flip side to this is we also have to accept that we won't have total control over that outcome, and that we may grieve deeply or struggle on an emotional level when we face an adverse outcome that we were really trying to prevent. And in the midst of our grief, hope may be a lot more difficult to connect with, but that's okay. I think acceptance comes to everyone at its own pace, and if you find yourself at times swinging like a pendulum between feeling sad, angry, and hopeful, just remember that you're not alone. And for the moment, we really need each other's support and presence more than we ever have before to get to the other side of this pandemic. Now, if you've heard the saying, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, my interpretation of this really is that the journey is to try and accept what we can't control and really work towards the possibilities that we wish for. So in some ways, hope is not just a feeling, but a personal resource that helps us act, cope, and heal even in the most difficult situations or life experiences. So thank you so much for listening in to this episode, and as always, do send me a message on Instagram if you have any thoughts or questions about this episode, and take good care of yourselves this week.